Good morning, everyone. John Huckaberry here with Lynn Scherer this morning on The Takeaway on a Monday morning. Have you followed this situation in Thailand really over the last 6 months?
I have. It's terrifying. And I've been a visitor, a frequent visitor to Thailand, and it's so scary what is going on there.
It's scary what's going on now, but the whole slow motion deterioration of the government and the escalation of violence has had comic moments with charges of corruption over having television shows, etc. I mean, it's gone from almost comical and obscure to very, very violent. And as Patrick Wynn said it a moment ago, it's a stalemate and chaos at the same time.
And I know of people, I wasn't there while the fighting was going on. I know of people that have been there while the fighting's going on. And you can, as a tourist, have a perfectly normal tourist life. And then over in the other part of the city, this fighting is going on.
Well, on Sunday, Thailand's government told protesters in the center of Bangkok it will not participate in United Nations-mediated peace talks, despite a growing sense of crisis on the streets. Witnessing that crisis is Patrick Nguyen, a correspondent for Global Post, on the line from Bangkok. Patrick, what's the situation this morning and literally outside your window?
Well, there's a struggle ongoing in central Bangkok. Anti-government protesters are defending their encampment, which is in a very ritzy, upmarket shopping area in Bangkok, and they're camped out there because they enjoy the juxtaposition of their so-called people's struggle and these symbols of power. So they're trying to hold on to that as the army pushes in, and it's very violent.
And hold on there. Patrick Nguyen, correspondent for Global Post, is in Bangkok. Also with us is Tung Chai Win-Wijagal, a professor of history specializing in Thai history at the University of Wisconsin. Good morning, Professor. Professor, are you with us? All right, Patrick Nguyen, we'll go back to you. Who is the sides here? I mean, what is at stake? You described there's a notion of a people's struggle in Thailand. Is that a legitimate sort of narrative for this group?
Certainly seemed a lot more legitimate when they weren't agitating soldiers. To give you an idea of who these protesters are and what they believe in, they call themselves peasants and commoners, and a lot of them wear shirts that say the word Thai. And that's a Thai word that's actually a little more archaic and extreme than peasant. It's more like serf. It's an antiquated word that isn't used very much. So they consider this a really deep, old struggle between the lower classes and what they would call Thai aristocrats who keep them down under a system of double standards. And I'm giving you their perspective.
And when you say serf, you mean S-E-R-F, like a servant?
You got it, yeah.
Right. And my question, Patrick, is what effect, if any, does the death of that general who was shot the other day by sniper fire have on any of this? And is there any indication as to who did it?
The government came out that night after he was shot and said that they didn't do it. But the situation is very murky. The guy himself was very murky. He had a tendency for accurately predicting bombings that would happen in Bangkok. And then, of course, he would say, well, I didn't do it. He operated his own militia, and he had vowed to use his own militia to protect the protesters. You know, I don't think anyone was surprised when the violence ratcheted up right after he was shot. That does seem to have been a turning point, and it started getting really bad after he was shot.
It certainly has seemed that way from our perspective. Patrick Nguyen, Thailand correspondent for Global Post. Let's give another shot to Tung Chai Win-Wijagal, who's a professor of history at the University of Wisconsin. Professor, are you there?
Yeah.
Patrick Nguyen seems to be describing a diffuse anti-government movement with legitimate anger, legitimate class sort of struggle narrative in its language. But how much of this is a legitimate uprising, and how much of this is opportunism by a number of militias?
I think it's a very legitimate popular uprising, and it is unfortunate that people just think this is just a kind of conspiracy political movement by Dr. Thaksin, former prime minister. I think it is very legitimate class battle.
And do you think that do you think that the current violence is going to resolve it? Or, as Patrick Nguyen was describing, there is a state of both chaos and stalemate in Bangkok. which leads me to believe this could go on for quite some time.
Violence would not solve anything, no. But it evolved to this state. I don't think it will end by anybody's victory. Everybody, every side is losing.
Well, let's get an assessment from you. Are we headed towards civil war here in some sense, that there would be armed?
I don't know, because right now, compared to many other incidents, the scales is still low, but let's say it could be the beginning of something much larger. But it is likely that even the current fighting is over, suppose it's over soon, the deep division, anger, and animosity will go on for a while. So I would say if the current fighting can stop, that would be great. But let's say it's a long way to go.
All right. Tetongchai Winichigol is a professor of history at the University of Wisconsin. Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok, let's leave it with you. Do you think this is headed towards civil war? And does the United Nations have a track record for preventing a wider escalation of violence? Certainly, they've had a long presence in Southeast Asia. But in Thailand, in a situation like this?
Well, I'll start with the UN. I think both sides knew that the UN was not going to come in and settle this crisis. That was a way for red shirt protesters to seem more like victims on an international stage, sort of in an apartheid South Africa sense. And they knew that the UN wouldn't come in and the government would not let the UN come in. Civil war, I think that's premature. I think what I'm seeing outside my window, these black plumes of smoke and hearing gunfire, even as I'm giving this interview, it sounds like civil war. It feels like civil war. But it's not civil war yet, and I think that's a premature assessment by some experts.
And possibly even it's in the interest of the protesters to have that sense be out there, so localized at this point. Patrick Nguyen, Thailand correspondent for Global Post, on the situation unfolding in Thailand this morning. He was on the line from Bangkok. Thank you, Patrick.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.